Good morning, sir. I'm recording the call for the booking. Yeah?
Okay.
How are you, sir?
All well.
Good.
All well.
Yeah. Okay. So, the first question is, due to the pandemic situation, we are seeing drastic changes in travel patterns. So, do you think this will also mean a long-term shift in the way people work and commute?
There would be. Okay.
Yeah.
Since this whole pandemic has lasted so long, and we don't know how long will it last.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And therefore, because of the way we live for these many days or months, some things are likely to become habits.
Right.
We get used to it and we start living like that. So, for instance, these days, till now, any important meeting, we would all go to Delhi and go to the ministry, okay?
Yeah.
And spend full day just for 1 hour, 1.5 hour meeting. Yeah.
Right.
Now we are used to meeting online so frequently, and then the utility and the effectiveness of those meetings, okay, have been understood and accepted. I think that therefore, I do see a lot of change in the way people live, in the way people work. Yeah.
Right.
But at the same time, we need to also be cautious in the sense that, a spring, when it bounces back, it bounces back even more. What we need to work towards making this happen and ensure that we will have the new normal will be a better normal rather than a worse normal. And how do we make that new normal is all what we need to work on. The governments and the private sector and institutions, people.
Right. So related to this, the next question is, now that the state has announced that the public transport will be rolled back, what will be a good strategy to start public transport in Ahmedabad?
Well, public transport cannot be a standalone strategy.
Mm-hmm.
And I think our overall economic activity unlocking part of what we're talking about. When you unlock a city, that means you're unlocking shops and industries and everything else. And therefore, the strategy what we adopt for that unlocking, I think will determine how we will strategize our public transport opening. Right now, the city is looking at alternate day opening, the shops part, right?
Yeah. Right.
And if you continue with that kind of an alternate day, 50% staff, measures of that kind would also mean our public transport will have to cater to that much of the capacity, demand, right?
Yeah.
Therefore, the social distancing norm of 50% capacity, and then the city opening and alternate days, that would match reasonably well. But that's about the strategy part, like where and then how. We might talk about certain places where you have industries. Okay, all of that 50%. Otherwise, we would require almost double the number of buses than what we have if you have to the full city opening and with the social distancing.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
But then additional mechanisms in terms of maintaining social distancing, that means that you only allow people to sit in one seat and not another, no standing, okay, and ensure that AC buses have adequate fresh air coming in and going out.
Right.
Yep. And hygiene practices when you enter, and sanitize the buses. Maybe initially up the end of every trip, and then subsequently twice a day, and then subsequently once a day. I think those are other things which we will have to do. Checking drivers' health conditions on a daily basis. Other staff their health condition on a daily basis is an important thing to look at. And also, it is not just you check the health, also you need to look at and make sure that they live in a condition which is preventive of all this COVID impact. Yeah?
Right.
One must also realize something. All these years, public transport during the off-peak hour, they run empty. And during the peak hour, they actually go in an overload condition.
Okay.
And we need to look at COVID as an opportunity and see how we strategize our city functioning. Like right now, we have alternate day, alternate shops opening. Mm. And similarly, when all the shops open, whether we want a longer day and then therefore some open at 10, some open at 11, some locations you close it on Sunday, while some others you close it on Monday. Okay, 24 by 7, 5 days week or 7 days week. Those are other strategies. I think this is the right time to think about.
To evenly distribute the numbers and not have one
peak. Transport problem is the peak problem.
Right.
And then the two peaks, and then when you have two peaks and they are more intense, then what happens is that your capacity requirement during that peak becomes very high.
True.
And therefore, how do you distribute peak is a point which you need to. And also at the same time, how do you reduce travel? Okay. One important thing, Shivangi, we need to remember, we did some studies in Bangalore, some of our students as part of our coursework thesis, and like Bangalore is an IT capital, IT industry is more amenable for work from home kind of an opportunity. Many people actually use that work from home opportunity. But that does not mean they travel less. Other travel increases. Therefore, we may reduce our peak travel, but then we being social animals, we would like to travel, meet people. I think that's something which will continue to happen.
Okay.
Therefore, I'm saying we need to redistribute time and place and the manner in which we conduct our business. And public transport, whether we like it or not, people may say people will move on to personalized vehicles. I think that is not going to happen because only 25% of the people in Ahmedabad actually drive their own vehicles.
Yes.
75% depend on others because either they don't know driving or they don't have a vehicle or they are young or they are old. You know, things like that. They just don't like driving. Therefore, this focus on this 25%, I think, need to be reduced and look at more collective mobility and make it safer.
Perfect. So, you have answered two of my next questions, in fact, which were like, how could, we strategize that transport agencies employ to ensure safety of commuters, and what are some good examples of cities doing it? So,
There are two other things. In fact, there are two other things. One is work from home part of it is one. Second one is the boost mobile, the fight distribution, basically. Okay, online deliveries. Whether it is Swiggy or whether it is Urban Club or a lot of these services as well as the product delivery. There's a second part, right? But then there are also things which we had as a traditional Indian society, which we did a lot of things. No, one is like upar mara niche makan. I think that's the traditional way of distributed trade or shopping. Ahmedabad has that character, and then maybe we should continue with that character where every street is a shopping street, right? I think that's one important thing. Therefore, we distribute travel. We had shawls as part of our large industrial establishments. people would live there and people would work there.
Right.
And so also we had schools within our own pyramid, 500 meters or so. People would send them to local schools. Yeah.
Yes.
But then over a period of time, Charles have become irrelevant. People travel all across. Whether industry provided housing, focused on rental housing part of it, we need to rethink on some of that stuff.
Right. Yeah.
Rather than people having long, the kids traveling to 5, 7, 8, 10 kilometers for their schooling in the primary or even a primary is a ridiculous thing to think about. How do we remodulate, recalibrate these things? I think it's modulated.
Right. So what precautions do citizens need to take while traveling as a commoner?
I think that is very clearly laid out in the guidelines of the Government of India and subsequently the state and other bodies. One night, they first thing is they need to adhere to these advisories very strictly. That's one.
Yeah.
And whether you're traveling with the family or you're traveling alone, you need to wear mask. You need face protection screens if you're traveling in air. Those are things which are not there, but then our own way, if you really look at it, many women, when they drive two-wheelers, all you see is their eyes, nothing else.
Right.
I think there are ways which we are doing, and how do you adopt that in the public transport? I think we need to look at hand wash is, I think, a very important element.
Mm.
Okay. And if one is having symptoms of fever, cough, and cold, I think one should not be traveling. And on the other hand, service providers need to enforce social distancing by limiting the capacity, both in the inside the vehicles and at the bus stations. And then sanitization is something which is an important part of it again. Both. And washing as frequently as possible, not touching your eyes, nose, mouth. I think those are three things which we do.
Right.
And like as I said, public transport authorities at the depot, at the station, in the bus, all of that sanitization, and then how often, okay, we provide cleaning and other facilities. I think that's like it's. I see this whole COVID-19 in many ways, Swachh Bharat.
And
I think we have been our lifestyle has been very different. I think that big thing of Swachh Bharat, I think in many ways we need to adopt while traveling in that's an extension of the same thing in my view.
Okay.
And important thing is I think life is for us to live happily. Pandemic or no pandemic, and therefore if we live well, if we practice social distancing, okay, we as an individual, we as a family, we'll also help others live happily. I think that's message we need to understand.
So my final question was, how will street design change? So we are seeing a lot of cities making changes to street design, make more room for pedestrians. So any lessons for Indian cities?
Yeah, look, what has happened is we have had streets for people always. You know, urban areas are people, and therefore streets have to be for people. Over a period of time, vehicles have taken over in the pretext of encroachment and so on and so forth.
Mm-hmm.
We have seized our footpaths to a narrowest possible width. Which cannot be called as footpath. Half a meter footpath is not a footpath, no?
Right.
And therefore, an important thing right now is to recreate this footpath. I think we are trying to do it in, on CG Road now, what the Devalu's design, the municipal corporation implementing it, is focused on people, the pedestrians are walking, reduce focus on vehicles. I think that's something which we need to do. Taking COVID as an opportunity, we need to start looking at best practices and desirable standards. Good. Whether it is the bus design or whether it's bus maintenance, bus loading, or the street design and then the footpath width and the managing parking vehicles, all of that. I think it's the best practices need to be brought back if we have to live.
Right. Perfect, sir.
Yep.
Yeah. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, madam.
We'll edit
Sorry,
this.
I pushed you to, yeah, please.
And
yeah.
So we'll share the draft with you. If you yep. So that you get it first and then we'll put it in the news.
No,
yeah. Thank you so much, sir. Bye,
thank
sir.
You. I'm sorry I postponed one strike.
That's yeah. Okay, sir.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Thank you.